Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. Those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show that we discuss all things separation, and building our own communities and controlling where we live. This is the show for those of us who 100% buy in to our belief that we need to have our own communities, states, and nation. This is the station, this is the show where you're ready to make that move now. You support all active programs and processes to build us our own communities and nations. However, you're in a position that you are tired and you want to move to a community right now with black people with like minds. You're tuned in to the right show. And you're also tuned in at the right time. This is the show, tonight's show, where we're honored to have a special returning guest, Sister Ava Muhammad, warrior, doctor, and assistant spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we're blessed tonight to have Sister on. She'll be on shortly. Meanwhile, I'm going to open the mic for our sister, our Time to Leave panelist, who did the work to get Sister Ava on the show, and she's going to be interviewing Sister. Sister Nyambe, if you can go ahead and press that 1 on your dial so you can come up to the top of my queue. Press that 1, Sister Nyambe. There, okay. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Nyambe.
Wa alaikum salam. I forgot we have to press the star before the 1, so forgive me.
Not a problem. But we're glad to have you on the show tonight, and we're really excited about your efforts in securing Sister Ava, and we look forward to the interview.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. It's truly an exciting show.
Yes, ma'am. As I talk to you, I'm scanning the numbers to see if Sister comes on, because I do not want to delay her. And I think I see her right now. I'm going to open her mic right now.
Praise be to Allah.
Is this Sister Minister Dr. Ava?
Yes, it is. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
So I'll go ahead and introduce Sister Ava. Sister Ava Muhammad is the national spokesperson of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. And she's been traversing the nation asking a very vital question: should blacks consider separation? So, assalamu alaikum, Sister Ava. We are so grateful. Yes, ma'am. We are so very pleased and grateful to have you on tonight's show. We're really excited. So, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome as well. We know you have, or we have another show tonight. Your show, Elevated Places, is also on after Time to Leave. So we know we our time with you is somewhat limited. So I'll just jump right in, okay? Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Voila. So, Sister Ava, as I said, you've been traversing the land. These are town hall meetings. And so for some that may be on the call and may not be aware of the separation town hall meetings, can you talk to us a little bit about why these town hall meetings are so very necessary?
In the monumental series called The Time and What Must Be Done, which Minister Farrakhan delivered via internet in 2013, and it's still available. If you go to NOI.org, you can pull up the series, The Time and What Must Be Done, which is over 52 episodes. And in the course of that series, the minister naturally went into depth in the discussion of number four of the point number four of the Muslim program, which calls upon the United States to allow us and then support our initial needs in the establishment of a separate state or territory of our own, as we look at the last 450 years and come to the inescapable conclusion that we can never get along with white people in peace. Of course, points one, two, and three of the Muslim program are demands for freedom, justice, and equality, and we never were able and never will be able to get that in white America. And so we are demanding the ability to, and I should say, we have the ability, but we want the removal of any hindrances to us establishing our own territory right here in the confines of this continent or elsewhere, since we in fact have a great deal of contribution to the building of this country. It would not be the power that it is today. It would not possess the wealth that it possesses today were it not for black people. And so it is our theological belief as well that the establishment of a separate state or territory is the fulfillment of a promise made by God to Abraham in the book of Genesis in the Bible. We believe both the Bible and the Quran prophetically call for what is going on now. And so in 2013, the minister stated that when he completed teaching The Time and What Must Be Done, that he intended to call for vote among black people so that we know who wishes to go and who wishes to stay. That, of course, lines up in complete harmony with number 5 of the Muslim program, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, we want every black man and woman to have the freedom to accept or reject being separated from the slave master's children and establishing a land of our own. So we're not talking about being herded into some place, and we're not talking about being desolate either. The idea of separate territories is not only well known in history, it actually is the construct of what we call the United States. This is not a nation. It's a political union of 50 independent sovereign states, each of which has their own flag, their own tax base, their own education. The list goes on and on. But there is a union of these 50 states when it comes to defense, when it comes to mass transportation, et cetera. And this is what prompted this tour of town hall meetings. The minister stated later in 2017 that he wanted to conduct town hall meetings to put our people on alert that this vote is forthcoming.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. You stated something very key in our quest or desire for separation from our open enemy. You said the removal of any hindrances. Now, I've read where you've stated previously that separation is not a concept, it is a physical reality. So would you expound on that for us?
Well, many of our people think it's just a concept, it's an idea that the Nation of Islam and other entities in the black community and other leaders also agree with, but they almost treat it like it's academic, like it's just something to toss around or to envision in our heads. And that it's only mental. A lot of people will talk about you have to have a mental separation. Yes, you do, but that's not the end of it. And we will never have a complete mental separation until we have a physical separation. Because as Minister Louis Farrakhan has stated, as long as we live with white people, we will live under white people. Because their reality is constructed on a doctrine of white supremacy. And whenever there's an effort by our people to equalize or neutralize the field of opportunity, there's pushback. You know, and of course, the most extreme is what we're witnessing now, is white America's hostility and anger over the election of a black man to the White House. And so the response to that was Donald Trump gets elected to be the president of the United States. And we're seeing with the mass shootings, we're seeing with the immigration policies, we're seeing with the killing, the murder of black people in the streets by police, economic oppression of the working class in America. All of these things are a product of the effort of black people to neutralize the gap between black and white in America. In other words, they white people will not have it. They're not going to tolerate it.
Yes, ma'am. Before we go to the callers that may be in the queue, I want to read a brief quote from your book, A New Way of Life. And anyone that may be on the line that's listening to the call, I earnestly implore you to get this book, A New Way of Life.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's an excellent read. I'm that doesn't even really describe it, but just get the book. And so in it, on page 40, you say, we are following a revolutionary teaching. the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we cannot complete our lives just being. We have to learn to move now in accord with change. This means the comfort zone we have found, we are going to have to say goodbye to. And we are going to have to go through a little period of distress and trepidation. But if we all move together as a people, and then but if we all move together as a people, parents and children, it won't take long. So when I read this, yes, ma'am, I felt immediately that this relates to our separation. Not only does it relate to our everyday lives and striving to be to live out our nature, which is righteousness, but it also, for me, relates to our separation. So would you just speak on that briefly?
Yes, ma'am. And I think at the core of that is attempting to comfort us by drawing our attention to the reality that no one is suggesting this is easy. It's simple because the truth is simple, but it's not easy. You know, we've been in this relationship for 450 years. That's a long time. And you find people in relationships that have been in a relationship a year and fall apart when the relationship ends. And this is four centuries. And so we've been put into a mindset where we do have fear and trepidation about leaving the slave master. We've become disconnected from the truth that we're responsible for just about everything that makes America livable and enjoyable and effective. In terms of inventions and innovations and intellectual, artistic, all cultural advancement. Master Farid Muhammad told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad he does not want us to suffer anymore. And that's in harmony with the book of Genesis, where God tells Abraham he would deliver his seed from this servitude with great substance. And so God is not looking for us to have something protracted. It's already been protracted. What's holding us back is our fear that the who we perceive wrongly to be our supplier is white people, but our supplier is Allah God. You know, when I first came in the Nation of Islam, I remember my minister in New York, Minister Abdul Karim Muhammad, he would always say, the birds eat, and they don't believe in white America. And so if we believe that we are the people of God, and if we believe God is all-powerful, whether we are Christian, Muslim, Hebrew, whatever, then we need to act on that. We can't just keep sitting and letting generation after generation go to waste, particularly this current generation of youth, those around, I'd say, age 30 and under, that's the power generation. We finally produce a generation that does not care what white people think. They don't draw their sense of self from being accepted by white people. And so that's the mental separation right there. So we've already had that. And it's time to go do for self before we get wiped out, though we can never be completely destroyed, but we can suffer more than we're even suffering now.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. So, Brother Carlson, before Sister Ava has to go, are there any callers on the line?
Yes, ma'am. We surely have callers. And the top of the list is our brother Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Rishli Mumin. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam. And assalamu alaikum, Dr. Minister Ava. How you doing?
Well, alaikum assalam, brother Dr. Rizzi. I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, we're fine. All praise due to Allah. I was at a few of your separation conferences, particularly in Petersburg and Tampa. And I was wondering if in other places you've been, did you have the same type of experience that I had there? And that experience was we had, you know, speaker after speaker that represented how the community, the black communities were before integration. In that, under segregation, we had businesses and institutions, et cetera, and we lost that through integration. And I bring this up because a lot of people wonder, what we going to do? What we going to do? Well, I think we have done it on a small scale in our individual segregated cities, but now we can do it on a larger scale. So have you had that same experience in the other cities you've been in?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. And we've actually made it a point to make that part of the program.
Mm.
It actually began at the very first town hall. The template was created, actually, though I don't think he foresaw it as that, but Brother Student Minister William Muhammad out of Birmingham, Alabama, we had him on the panel, and he spoke on the flourishing of the black business establishments in Birmingham prior to integration and how integration completely wiped it out. And in fact, the building we were sitting in having the town hall, the Civil Rights Institute, which is a lovely building, but it's surrounded by what used to be. You know, and no longer exists. Everything from black movie theaters, gas stations, stores, law offices, dentists, doctors. Naturally, near to your heart, back then we grew food for ourselves, you know, and if we didn't, we went to butchers and things like that. We had some idea of what we were getting. So, we make sure that that is part of each and every. We've had 16 town hall meetings, and that presentation has been part of every single one.
Thank you very much, and may Allah bless
you
to continue your works. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, beloved.
Okay, the next caller in the queue?
Yes, we do. Caller with the last four digits, 5597. What is your name and where are you calling from? Okay, sounds like they're multitasking. Caller with the last four digits, 5597. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. My name is, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was carrying my forklift. My name is Kim Muhammad. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Sister Ava. I enjoyed the town hall meeting that you did here. And I really can't express enough the need for moving out on doing something. And the most interesting thing that I find when I talk to people, they be like, what are we supposed to be doing? And so I just try to explain that let's do something here where we are now. Let's just clean up our community. Let's get rid of these vacant lots and try to make farmland. I mean, you know, just a little garden or something. So
precisely.
It's just all in trying to do something so that we can have our minds connected somehow so that we can move out. So That was what
yes,
I was
ma'am.
Thinking of, but then at the same time, I want to go down south somewhere and, you know, just move into a community that's already Muslim, you know, ingrained and started. But so, but thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate being on the line with you all.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. And, you know, we're taught by Minister Farrakhan and his Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development course, these revelatory study guides, he teaches that desire feeds the will. And so one of the main purposes of the town halls is to ignite in our people, going back to Dr. Ridgely's call about pointing back to what we're able to do. But we have to ignite in our people or reignite the desire to be among ourselves. Integration killed that. When Lincoln signed this Emancipation Proclamation, which had more to do with a wartime strategy than it wasn't like it was some noble act of freeing us, but it was to take, it was to weaken the South's ability to fight. But all throughout recorded history surrounding the post-Emancipation Proclamation years, Black people were trying to get as far away from white people as possible. And this is why we established towns. This is why we flourished. When Juneteenth occurred in 1865, and slaves in Texas finally learned of the Emancipation Proclamation, history records that they walked off plantations immediately, even though they didn't even know where they were going. Integration killed that spirit. So now we have the skill sets, we have the strength, we will fight, okay? What we're lacking now is the desire to be with each other. But yet and still, and when I say we, I shouldn't say we, and there are enough of us that want to do this that we're going to act in accord with the time. But thank you so much, beloved, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. And if you have time, Sister Ava, we have another caller.
Okay, I got time for one more, and then I'm going to have to run to prepare for elevated places, but I'll certainly take one more.
Absolutely. And this caller is actually Sister Ann on Muhammad Farms. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ann.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Sister Ann, can you hear us? Sister Ann?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Oh, I think that's
yes,
I think it's someone different.
Yes, who is this? Last four digits, 6619. Okay, we're going to call mic, and then we have okay. Yes, sir. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Ken, and I'm calling from South Florida.
Okay, yes, sir. You got a number very, very similar to the farm's number. Yes, sir.
Yes,
please go ahead and
sir.
Ask your question, sir.
Yes. Sister Ava, and everyone, thanks for and being there, and it's good to be able to speak and the
thank you.
Participate in the process of of our separating.
Yes,
I wanted to know, sister, in the process, I guess, of civics and governmental structure and the use of various instruments in transmitting utilities, I'm sure that one has some idea maybe of what I'm speaking of. And the use of these things in our means of repairing ourselves, are those also part of the planning and the education? Using different types of monetary instruments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, in the course of establishing sovereignty that's real and complete at some point in time, yes, that the monetary system will be different because the one that we're under in the United States is not even natural to original people. The whole way that this system operates is foreign to us in many ways, and that's translated into us lacking comprehension. That's not what it is. It's that on a moral and spiritual and intellectual level, this is not how we do things. But as Minister Farrakhan says to me so often, this is a process. Separation is a process. And so the stage we are in now is more like a census to begin to tap those among the 40 to 60 million who are sincerely and seriously desirous of doing this, of returning to ourselves. But in the planning process, we absolutely will have to address the monetary system. And then in the U.S., they've agreed these 50 separate independent states, they agree that they're using a single system of currency because of their union on many points. But if you take, for example, the European continent, or even I just came back from Trinidad from the Caribbean, and Trinidad currency is not the same as in Barbados, etc. But again, as you know, in the Western world, they use paper money, which originated as being symbolic of gold and silver. Now it is no longer that. It is just a piece of paper. But you're raising an excellent point. And the reality that I wanted to get to is that we're not really, we haven't even gotten really started in the planning in terms of the actual implementation of many parts of this. We have the base for it. We have the principles. But the first thing is to gather the minds and the people that are willing to develop all that we need to have done. But thank you so much for the call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So Sister, I'm going to have to, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, yes, ma'am. We know that you have to go again. We thank you
yes,
so very
ma'am.
Much. And I hope that everyone on
I'm humbled.
Yes, ma'am. I hope that everyone on the call will join Elevated Places once we're done here. So, inshallah,
yes,
we will
ma'am.
Hear from you soon on Elevated Places.
All right, beloved. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome. Wa alaikum salam. So, Brother Carlson, I guess if there are still, we still have about 30 minutes or so left, a little less than 30
and
minutes.
We have callers.
Yes, very good. So, if they want to continue to make comments, go. We can take them.
Absolutely. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 2372. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sanaya Omega and I'm calling from Albany, Georgia. I had wanted to just bring up a video that I had seen on YouTube. It's titled Government Confiscating Gardens for Food. So I don't know if you're aware of that. It came up about a week ago. It had like 34,000 views. So the government is supposed to be confiscating gardeners' food by coming onto farmlands and pretty much holding up and taking the food from the gardeners. So I was just trying to see if Dr. Ridgely got that kind of email, because the guy is saying that he got the email that this was going to be happening. That's all I have.
Dr. Vision, are you still on?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Were you able to hear our caller's question?
Yes, I did. They have been talking about this on and off for about 10 years. And they are, I know, an example of a company that had to stop cleaning our beans. We were producing black beans, and we were having them to clean and bag the beans, but then the government came down on them saying that he couldn't do that anymore. You couldn't, because you can't clean and bag beans that can be used for seeds for the next year, because the companies that produce the varieties don't want the people to use their seed to grow another crop. They want them to buy the seeds over again. So he had to stop. Now we have a cleaner now, so that when we produce our wheat, for instance, we can clean and store our own wheat. Because they was trying to stop farmers from doing that. So I'm not surprised if they would also find a reason to confiscate the gardens. Now, of course, all of America's land is under the government, and if they want to, they can confiscate what you have under an emergency situation. So if there becomes a, just like there's 19.4 million acres of land that were not planted this year because of the weather, which is 17 million more acres not being planted that's ever been measured. So there is a lot of people are worried about what is that going to have an effect on the food prices. So we're telling people, make sure you get what you can and store in your houses. Because if you do have a garden or a farm and the government decides that they need your crop because, you know, the people starving, they gonna come and take it.
Right.
So we're going to have to break away. This is why we got to separate. Because right now we're under a nation that can call martial law. And
that's
basically
what he said.
Remove all your rights.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not legislated. In other words, martial law can be instituted by Donald Trump himself.
Mm-hmm.
He can just declare martial law, and all those laws underneath that go into effect. One of them is the confiscation of food and everything or anything that the government may feel that it needs to confiscate for the betterment of the whole country. Okay?
Yes, sir. And the individual also was saying that he's already started, like, putting food underneath the ground on his farm. So, and he's putting little landmarks where he can, in case, like, overgrowth, he'll still know where he have put these boxes of food underneath the earth. So, I mean, he goes into all kinds of details, just like you were just saying, plus the martial law and everything else. So, yes, he goes into all of it. And he even called his lawyer to make sure that the email was right, because he's saying that they're making it where they don't want to sell land to blacks or Mexicans, or poor whites. So he really goes into a lot of details.
Well, you know, he's telling the truth, and the only solution is for us to come together in an area that we can control and are willing to fight for. Now, here comes the issue. Negroes don't believe in God. They believe in the white man. They don't believe that nobody can stop the white man's planes and his missiles and his tanks and his guns. Therefore, black people have decided to stay in hell and get shot down one by one. We in the Nation of Islam believe that we have a God that has a plane. We call it the mother plane or the mother wheel, and on that there are 1,500 wheels, planes. The Navy say they've seen them. The Air Force say they've seen them. They showed you pictures of them on CNN and CBS now. So we believe that they are there to protect us. However, we're going to have to be in a designated area so they can protect us, because I can't expect them to come door to door and to protect you from your next door neighbor.
Right.
So if we're serious about survival, we need to separate ourselves into a territory of our own that we can delineate and say, on this side is us, on that side is them. Okay? We cannot continue to live with them, and we're afraid to leave them because we don't believe there's a God that can protect us against them. That's a hell of a condition to be in.
Correct. That's all I had to bring to attention. Thank you so much, Dr. Richard.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 3216. What's your name and where are you calling from? Uh-oh, that caller went off. All right, that caller is so that caller is no longer in the queue. So, yes, as a Dr. Visually, they came back. Here they are. Caller with the last four digits, 7769. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I come right to love sister and brother. How y'all doing today? Thank Lord. And I'm really enjoying myself listening to y'all. That is the truth. Yeah, we do need separated. If they don't want to separate, that's why we can't have nothing. That's why we ain't got no blue teeth fit. My kids kept calling me, want some blue teeth fit. If you separate, you can do whatever you want to do. A lot of will take care of them. You ain't got to worry about them. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right, sister.
That's right. You know, you sitting around with your white folks, that's why white man come in your yard. You can't have no back. You can't have no going in your yard and come out that bitch law. They made that law. They've been doing it. That's why we can't use no coal, can't use no land. They want to use their stuff. They can make their money. That's why they
do that.
Right.
That's right.
Because we need separate, have our own community, and you can do whatever you want to do. You can have brother, we're going to get our black, blue. What about the blue teeth?
I didn't get that.
Say it again.
A blue sea fit. That's a good fit. That's the best fit I ever had.
Oh, the Blue Seas restaurant?
Yeah, the Blue Sea fit. You remember we had Blue Sea fit before, didn't
we? Yeah, we had Blue Seas before, yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
We got
okay.
The whiting. Yeah, the whiting is through the ABLE project. We were getting
right.
The whiting. We also were getting the salmon. And so, inshallah, that's going to be back up soon.
Oh, okay. If everybody come on and separate, we can get our good food. We have to try and get our fish back. That's what we need.
Got to.
Right. And
that's
then
right.
If you don't want to separate, their food ain't no good. We bought their food, put it nice body, get spoiled the next day. They'll let you know right there. That stuff ain't no good. That's why so many people get sick now. If you don't want to separate, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? If you
that's
want
right.
That way, you can live long
yes,
you
ma'am.
Can, all your life.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank a lot Sister Aiden Muhammad came to St. Louis. I thank a lot all my sister and brother and sister too. That's what we need. We need to hear the truth. You can live long as you can.
That's
right. Walaikum salam. Thank you, Sister Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start the Staple Goods Project, Staple Goods number 18. We're going to start the ordering process September 15th, and September 1, we will start the process of people signing up to be the representative in your city for the Staple Goods Project. So September 1, we will start the registration for the representatives or the coordinators to take the orders. And then September 15th, we will start taking the orders for Staple Goods 18. And we employ people that, look, it's on. Stuff is going to start being missing from the stores. Have your supply of flour, cream of wheat, muffin mix, navy beans, red beans. We will have black beans this time. your raw sugar, your salt, your urban blends, and even navy bean soup that has been freeze dried that will last for 25 years. And all you have to do is put hot water and put it in that hot water, and you got your some bean soup for your family. So we're trying to make it available for you, make things available and easy for you to get all across the country. We did 61 cities just recently, and we don't know how many cities it's going to be this time, but we can accommodate everybody who can get 500 pounds or more to come to this city. We can accommodate you. So this is your opportunity now. Staple Goods 18, because Katie about to close the door, the art about to sell off, because this bad boy called America about to go down. As-salamu alaykum.
That's right. That's right.
As-salamu alaykum salam. That's the original.
Okay.
I just want to ask Dr. Ridgely a quick question, if that's okay. Dr. Ridgely, so you said on September 1st, you're looking for those that want to be coordinators where in cities where there isn't already a coordinator, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And the cities that are coordinators, they're going to sign up, and then if you want to be a coordinator, then you just, you know, we'll let you know whether that city is already taken or not.
Yes, sir. Very good. And to those on the line who may be thinking that they can't afford or can't put in an order for Staple Goods, what we want to start doing in that case is pooling our resources with other believers. You know, you can pool your monies with other believers, and you don't have to bear the cost on your own. 2, 3 believers, 4 believers can put their monies together and purchase the staple good product. It's imperative that we have staple goods in our home.
That's right, and you can get a 50-pound bag of navy beans and then split it. You know what I mean? Y'all come together and get your 50 pounds, and then y'all split it and put it in y'all separate containers. Just work together, and this is what separation is going to be like. That we're going to have to learn how to work together. You can't do everything by yourself. You can't survive by yourself. It may you think that you can survive by yourself. I don't need nobody. You's a damn lie, because you're depending on the white man's system. You're depending on the white man's system. You're not doing it by yourself. All we're saying is that we want to depend on each other instead of depend on our open enemy. That's what I'm going to let
you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're welcome tomorrow. For some, it may not be that they can't afford it. You might have a single person or maybe just a family of two, and you may feel that it's too much food for one person. So, again, just pool your monies with another believer
and split,
you know, it amongst yourselves. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say.
We have some callers in the queue.
Yeah, and get your churches and clubs together. You got sororities, fraternities, you have your churches, they can get together and collectively purchase from the staple goods. Go ahead, Brother Carlton.
Yes, sir. Caller with the last four digits, 3773. What's your name and where are you calling from?
As-salamu alaykum. This is Brother Mike Torres from St. Louis. It's a pleasure to be on, brothers and sisters. I'm calling in regards to, I have a question. Because I was also at the town hall meeting here in St. Louis, and you know, I was telling people about this movement, and one of the common questions that people would always hit me with, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on it, is people say, well, if you're going to relocate to states, you know, states or territories that may have white people there, will these white people need to relocate? And if so, no, is there a plan for that? And the second part to that, my question was about defending those territories, which the brother pretty much answered that one already. So if you all can touch base on that, I appreciate it.
Okay. In the first place, if you move anywhere, somebody's gonna have to buy the property. So it's just a matter of buying the white folks out. There's white people, in particular in the South, who are old and dying, and their children are not coming back. They're not coming back to farm. They're not coming back to live here. They're going down to the beach. They're not coming back. There's a whole lot of stuff already available right now that if you really want it, you can get it. Now, we put our money together under the Muhammad Economic Blueprint that we can go in and collectively buy a lot. You can buy a whole town. The Chinese are just coming to Georgia and bought a whole town because America is for sale. Nobody's got to push white folks out. All you got to do is give them some cash. They be gone.
That's right.
And Dr. Ridgely, and the brother that asked the question, we've seen as long as we've been on the planet with them that that's not going to be a problem because once we move in, they automatically move out. So when they're a crop, once we start moving in, they vacate the premises. So that's not going to be a problem.
Oh yeah, they come once they see we moving in, they gonna come to us to sell. All you gotta do is start moving, and they will come to us to sell their profit.
Indeed, wonderful. Well, that you definitely answered my questions. Also, with the staple goods, can you go online to look into that program, or should we just get the information in our local market?
Yeah, you go to noi.moa.
NOI.moa. NOIMOA.com.
Okay.
NOIMOA.com.
That stands for Nation of Islam Ministry of Agriculture.
Nation of Islam Minister of Agriculture.
Yeah, that's what the acronym stands for, but the website is NOIMOA.com.
Got it. All right. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam.
Walaykum as-salam.
Okay. We have our sister. Sister Ann has been patiently waiting in the queue. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Ann.
Walaykum as-salam. Well, you know, I just wanted to say that if we don't have time now to discuss separation, when will we have time? And, you know, all of the negatives that we see on Facebook and the news, I don't see why people would have a problem with that. I know we discussed a couple of weeks ago that people have problems because of family ties and other things that's holding them in place. But as time goes by, we should see that we cannot get along with these people in peace. For instance, there was a Facebook post I started circulating where this doctor, young white doctor, was saying a lot of disparaging things about his black patients. You know, and it disturbs me that we would continue to put ourselves in that situation, especially when we don't have to. So I'm just confused as to what's holding our people back in this time from trying to separate. And that's all I have to say. Brother Carlton?
And not only I saw the video that you mentioned too, and I also saw a video today where a brother and a sister, the sister had just had a baby in the hospital. Her husband was asking for a breast pump. The nurse, they never showed the nurse, but we, or to assume she was Caucasian, kept trying to talk him out of using the breast pump. And so finally, you know, they kept insisting that they, you know, needed a breast pump. They wanted a breast pump. So finally, the nurse called the police on them. And so the sister who had just given birth is walking around in the hospital gown, practically naked, and four or five police officers are standing around them. I mean, you know, so it's like, what more is it going to take? And whether we believe it or not, this is just the beginning. So I'm with you. What is our problem? And part of the problem is that the enemy's job is to keep us under his control. And how does he do that? With programs. And any little thing that he talks about, you know, we whichever way the wind blows, whichever way we go that way. So now the thing is Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. So that's what we're focused on now. And tomorrow it'll be something else. And the next day it'll be something else. So, see, the minds are not on separation because it's on all of the folly that the Caucasian constantly introduces. So we have to want to separate and desire or refuse to be involved in the program. Yakub programs them to be the way that they are. And so their sole job is to keep us programmed, to love death. And so as long as we keep submitting ourselves to them instead of Almighty God Allah, our minds won't be on separation.
Well,
so the truth. So the 144,000, that'll be the number.
That is true.
And in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. That's not a lot at all. But it looks like, Brother Carlson, we have about three more minutes. Did anybody else want to make any comments? Or as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Ava's show is coming on in 3 minutes. In the 8 o'clock hour, Dr. Ava over at Elevated Places. We should all go over there and listen to Dr. Ava on Elevated Places. Great show. Very informational show.
Well, I'd like to. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would just like to thank Minister Ava for taking the time.
Awesome. This is Brother Carlton.
Yes.
Yes, I had a power outage here in Brownwood. It kicked me. It took my internet down. So that's why. That's what happened.
Oh. Okay, is it back up?
Yes, we're back
home?
Up. I'm surprised. Everybody's still on. Praise be to Allah. I want to thank the listeners for staying on. And we're down to the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, I would just like to say I thank Minister Ava for taking the time out to give us that update. And inshallah, as she goes around the country, in a future date, she can come back and give us some more update. And people can ask their questions because this is this is about action right now. And so to move, you have to have clear direction. And so hopefully she'll be back and tell us the update about what's going on so we can ask questions and get ourselves in line with the program of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on separation. So thank you very much for Minister Ava showing up. And inshallah, we'll hear her later on tonight on her own program, Elevated Places. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And thank you very much, Sister Niambe, for hosting a wonderful show. We had plenty of listeners on and plenty of questions, and I want to remind the listeners this show is every week, this same channel, the same number, and if this is your first time on, we encourage you to call in next week and listen and ask questions and make comments. So
What's on next week?
Next week we have Sister Ann and Sister Andrea, the needs of our elders in our own communities.
Okay, great. Praise be to Allah.
All right. So I want to thank everybody for calling in, and may Allah bless everyone with a good evening and listen to Sister Ava's show tonight. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam.
My forefathers, I'm from SOG. For all their wisdom, they tell me my